carolinephipps.com.
And joining us now on the telephone is the one and only soulful Caroline Phipps. Good morning, Caroline. Hi, Caroline. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I realized that one button wasn't pressed and you missed my rambling intro to you, but it was all good and positive.
Well, I hope it was fantastic. Send me feedback, people. I want to know what the man's saying.
Well, we have a lot going on in this wide world, and you are one person who at least once a month we get to talk to and try to sort through hard subjects. And today you have a powerful topic on hand. So why don't you introduce it and give a little introduction?
Well, I thought that today we could talk a little bit about this rise in self-righteousness. That we're seeing, it's sort of springing up everywhere. I'm calling it the era of stone throwers. And I believe that, you know, we're living in, and this word has been overused, I know, recently with everything that's been going on in our lives, but we really are living in unprecedented times in a number of different ways. And one is that we are the first people in the evolution of mankind who are truly globally connected with an information system. We've never had that in history before.
Yeah.
We've had, you know, major uplifts and changes and, you know, unbelievably dramatic things that affect a great deal of the world, like the Second World War, for example.
Yeah.
But we've never had an experience like the one we have at the moment where, for example, we've been through a global pandemic, and at the same time, we are thoroughly connected with information. And what seems to me to be happening is that we've got this amazing opportunity to connect with one another, to communicate, to share ideas, to promote creativity and explore positive solutions and become something of a sort of global community. But what tends to happen, I believe, in times of great change and shift is that there's always some kind of an undertow, and there are positive seeds planted over here, and then over here there are people and forces that are not wanting that kind of progress. They are wanting life to go back to somehow how things once were. And, of course, we can never go back to how anything once was. That's already happened and is already there. So one of the major forces, I think, at the moment that I see in this undertow that is trying to drag us back from connection and oneness is this rise of self-righteous posturing. And, of course, the internet is a wonderful place to promote that, if that's what you're going to do, because how easy is it to be doing that, posting and sending messages and creating campaigns when you don't actually have to face anybody in real time. It's all done, you know, virtually.
Yeah.
So there's this sort of pushing and pulling that's going on. And it always occurs to me, and I know that in times of upheaval, you know, fear can make us all behave in a way that is not beneficial. And I sense that although we are educated to know better that there are billions of us living on this planet, It's very easy today to be seduced into believing that our opinion is the right one and the only one.
Mm.
And yet, everybody on this planet has a slightly different version of the living process. No two people live exactly the same life or have exactly the same experiences and beliefs.
Yeah.
So how could it possibly be that here we are, one of billions, and our opinion is the right one? And I loved this quote from Maya Angelou where she described self-righteous people as both boring and dangerous. And I thought, isn't that a curious juxtaposition of words? Because, you know, you don't feel that anything dangerous could be boring, and anything boring could be dangerous. And yet, with self-righteousness in many ways and that kind of posturing, I think that sort of duality gives us an insight into why self-righteousness and that sense of, you know, I'm right, and the smugness that comes with that, it's very seductive. You know, we've all fallen prey to that at some point or another. So I was thinking a little bit about why is it that being around self-righteousness is boring? And I think it's got a lot to do with the fact that if somebody or a group of people have very strong opinions about the rightness of their position, you know, it's my way or the highway, it's not possible to have any kind of a dialogue or to share ideas or have a back.
Right, debate them. Yeah.
Exactly. And so there is no freedom to exchange anything. And so to fit in with that, you just simply have to go along with it. And you may not believe it all, or you may by now have decided to go with it and you are going to believe it all. But what happens is it leaves no room for any kind of intellectual or spiritual stimulation and growth. And where is that going to get any of us? You know, this is a mysterious, extraordinary planet spinning through space, and here we all are. And somehow or another, we're trapped in particular opinions with no room to discuss them, to challenge them, to think about them, or have a possibility of shifting our opinion. And so it's unbelievably tedious.
Well, this really brings to mind a recent bunch of episodes surrounding a beer.
And oh, yes, the beer.
Yes, the beer and who they chose to sponsor the beer and how it's very positive for a whole bunch of people and how negative it was for another bunch of people. And I just found that how polarizing it was for somebody's decision to advertise their company the way they did and the backlash that happened from it, of their decision. So whether they were right or wrong, it doesn't matter. The public then takes it on their own journey.
And I think it's very interesting to know that the beer is still the beer.
True.
And you either have always bought that beer and you love it, or you don't.
Right.
And it's an extraordinary thing, and that's a really, really great example. And whether or not at the end of the day, having what is now become a controversial decision on how to promote your beer, whether or not that is good for the brand in the long run or not, is, you know, going to be something that we discover in the future. But isn't love of beer, if you love beer, isn't that something that we could all agree on?
More than likely.
Wouldn't you think?
You would think. But, you know, you can make a boycott of something you don't like personally, and you don't have to shoot it with a gun.
Right, right.
About anything.
Exactly. And this is interesting, too, because it brings us to Maya Angelou's second word, which is, it's dangerous. And when we consider that nobody has the monopoly on truth in this world, you know, nobody has the monopoly on rightness.
Yeah.
It's confusing. It's complex. We might want to shift our positioning. We may have grown up in a certain way with certain beliefs that then we outgrow. I mean, who knows? But what happens if we put ourselves into this mode of self-righteousness, self-righteous indignation, we're in danger of being seen as hypocritical, because we've seen so many people make a stand about something only to discover that there is, you know, a skeleton in that closet. And who doesn't have a skeleton or two? You know, everybody has something. We've all made mistakes. We've all done stuff. And you sort of come to see that it's very easy to be marked as hypocritical if you make a very particular stand about something, because there's a very, very strong chance that if you're throwing stones, you know, from your glass house, you know, a stone is going to come back and shatter your construct, because, you know, we all have stuff that goes on and that we've done. And being, you know, self-righteous and judging other people's beliefs and customs and morals through our own lens, you know, with shaming and humiliating and judging of other people, we put ourselves in the spot of A, being considered hypocritical, and B, then we are over here and other people are over there, and then we're me and them, and then we're all dehumanized. And we know what dehumanizing other people means. It's very, very easy for that to get out of hand.
It is true.
And it can, you know, it can lead to escalating conflicts, and God forbid, you know, where we really are literally fighting each other.
And
so, you know, with all of that going on, it made me wonder, really, I believe Maya Angelou is quite right about this, it's boring and dangerous. Why is it that it's so seductive to us?
That's the question.
That's the question. And I think because today we are in times that we don't fully understand. We are in a situation where, you know, we're not quite sure what the future is going to bring. Everybody's a little bit uncertain. We tend to, when we're in this fearful state, it gives us a temporary feeling of power and control when we are self-righteous. But the difficulty with that is that it needs constant sustenance to sustain itself. You know, self-righteousness is always in need of a boost. And it's quite an exhausting position to take.
I agree.
But it is seductive when we're feeling uncertain and unsure. And of course, the today's polarization exploits all of this.
Indeed. Now, Caroline,
we see a lot of that.
Yeah, we do. We see a lot of that happening now. And how can we solve this? What can we do individually to help this?
Well, I think probably the most important thing we could do is to make sure that we're not leaking all of our personal power outside, and condemning people outside and looking to the outside for all of the problems that we have and so on and so forth. And bring it back to ourselves, because we're all works in progress. There's all things that we can do to strengthen ourselves and to make ourselves more effective, kind, caring human beings. Mm. You know, we have a choice in every single second how we behave and what we do next. And it really makes a difference. So it's really about moving our focus from what's going on out there to how can I be a more effective human being myself?
Mm.
Because that has incredible ripple effects on everybody around us.
Now, Caroline, I grew up as a youth in a time where there were things called pet rocks. Remember those?
I don't.
Okay, they sold them in just about every store. They came in a box, almost like a pet. You know, they had holes in the box and, you know, like you carry your pet home in a carrier. But it was basically a rock inside, and it was a fad, and just about everyone had a pet rock at the time. And it was kind of amazing. So you bought this rock at a store. You actually paid money for a rock, and then you had it as your pet rock. That's my pet rock right there holding those papers. So to pick up this rock that you spent money on and throw it, I mean, even if it's metaphorically, would be a waste. So since I was a kid, I have known not to throw rocks. They're valuable. And love stone. Don't throw them. And there you have it. More love, less hate, and we'll get through this.
Bring it back to you, we must bring it back to ourselves, to our own accountability and how we are going to choose every next step that we take. Because one thing I'm seeing at the moment too is that some really good people are being shamed and cancelled and ostracized. Mm. And, you know, this at the end of the day, it takes a lot of energy to keep up all of those barriers, all of that fighting, all of that struggling. And, you know, obviously when things are dangerous or truly misguided, you know, it's good to take a stand. But as a general rule, it's good to get that power back to ourselves and co-create the kind of world we want and stop all of the rock throwing outside. Keep your rock.
Yeah, keep your rock, love your stone, and keep your power. It's yours. Exactly. Don't misuse it. Don't give it away.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautifully said.
Caroline, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I know that we could probably go on forever and people would enjoy hearing you, but we got to keep them wanting more and we got to get back to some more songs. So now, how can one of our listeners get in touch with you, maybe ask you further questions about self-righteousness and keeping your power and all that stuff? How can folks get in touch with you?
Send me an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com. I always hear from people after we've chatted, Rick, and I just love it. So, and now that people can listen online, you know, I think we end up in a lot of interesting places around the world. So keep it coming.
Yeah, and send Caroline a picture of a pet rock if you have one. She'd love it.
Absolutely.
Caroline, thanks. All the best to you and nothing but love, and keep up your great work. And we'll check in with you next month. Caroline@carolinephipps.com. All the best to you, Caroline.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. I really enjoyed it.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Brief break, right back to music.
CarolinePhipps.com.